is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Pope Francis has been laid to rest at the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major, the first pope to be buried there in nearly 400 years. The solemn funeral mass for Pope Francis drawing at least a quarter of a million people, including this morning.
A momentous occasion. Absolutely fabulous that I'm here, and one I can remember forever and ever, and I have goosebumps.
Before the funeral, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in St. Peter's Basilica. Big difference from their heated February face-to-face in the Oval Office. This time, Zelensky saying it was
positive, Paris and London, and we want to continue such meetings to bring peace to Ukraine.
Trump posted on social media that he thinks maybe Russia's Putin doesn't want to stop the war and that he may have to deal with the Russian president differently. Massive explosion at a port in southern Iran has left at least over a dozen dead and more than 700 hurt, says Iran state media. This is ABC News. A deadline is coming fast.
After several delays, the extra identification rules known as Real ID beyond a normal driver's license take effect May 7th. Katie Nastro is with the travel site Going and says most people who cannot get in for an appointment yet may have other options.
TSA stated that 81% of people have an acceptable form of Real ID. That doesn't necessarily mean that every 81% has a Real ID, but they do have an acceptable form, and you might even have one and not know it.
A passport, federal and military IDs, along with global entry cards, are all acceptable IDs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A bakery in New Jersey returning to an aroma that's more pastry and less perfume. Century Bakery in Bridgeton has asked customers to tone it down on the cologne and perfume that overpower the smell of fresh donuts and other baked goods in the bakery that's owned by three nonprofits. Bakery volunteer Dominic Mendonero.
Recently, we had one of our staff members essentially have an asthma attack.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And there'll be no clarity, my love, until this storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. And there'll be no clarity, my love, until this scar's in the open. 10,000 miles, I bear, I bear, I bear this now. Bear this down. They said don't have those regrets, don't make stories in your head, but I much prefer distraction than to think this is the end. What is it supposed to look like? One of these days I'll take flight. I'm foot first, I'm foot first, yeah, right past the other one.
slots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC, or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Wisconsin's original Classic Arcade is back and better than ever. Aftershock Classic Arcade at 1444 East Washington Avenue in Madison. We are the largest Classic Arcade bar in Wisconsin, featuring over 100 video games, pinball, and more. Our full bar is stocked with all of your top shelf favorites and the best regional craft beer in cans and on draft. Perfect for parties and events. And if it's your birthday, you get $5 in free tokens. Come play the greatest arcade machines of all time at Aftershock Classic Arcade, dedicated to the preservation of fun.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Said to Darling, I know you're sleeping, but there's advice to be given away. Once there was a time when all you were was mine. Now it's time to think I say. Your needles of pain, your emotional chain, have brought this boy to his knees. Now I felt the sorrow I've had to beg and borrow. So now all I'm asking is play. In a darkened room on a red light street, there's a lady who's calling my name. All the pain and anger, why she loves one more stranger. Another room and another man's face. So if it's money that you want, well baby, what's the wrong? Cause I'm sorry but I haven't got a dime. I've rode this little ride with you so many miles. With you once again, and I walk the line. Pick up the pieces and start all over once again. Pick up the pieces from a world where I've been still. Pick up the pieces. Well, I get the balls, I might try again. Champagne and cocaine, it's diamonds on rings, sophisticated ladies and college dreams. Woman tells too many lies, never hears a word, and no one really knows just what she means. Open up your eyes and wave this boy goodbye. Never again will you see my face. Nothing left to talk about, cause I found my way out. My prison cell was yours. Pick up the pieces, gonna start all over once again. Pick up the pieces from the world where I left and still. Pick up the pieces, cause I buried myself in blues. Pick up the pieces. Yet the rain still falls on me.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Wasting days with you is all I ever wanna do. Spending time with you is all I was ever meant to do. I took off work today so we could take that walk. Smiling now, I never wanna see you stop. And every time you laugh at all my stupid jokes, you fill my cup to the brim with hope. The gifts that people buy, the places that they go, never compare to the wonder we know. Touring like ours, you only see in classic books that are hard to read. Wasting days with you is all I ever wanna do. Spending time with you, all I know is true. Wasting days with you, spending time with you is all I know is true. What's the master plan? Where do I belong? I'd be fine sleeping in your arms. Promise to you this, no matter where we go, happiness will be our home. The world can seem out of control, so listen to your heart and soul, your heart and soul. What we have is something real, nobody can replace or steal. A sunken sky, a moonlit night, a girl like you.
Brandy, cow chips, and great look.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 9 people are dead in Vancouver, British Columbia, after police say a man drove a vehicle through a crowd at a street festival.
At approximately 8:14 p.m., a lone suspect, subject male with a one vehicle, drove through a crowded community event.
It's Acting Police Chief Steve Rye. That community event celebrating the Filipino community said multiple people were hurt. The police department posted they're confident it was not an act of terrorism.
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd. It was a Filipino community event. The crowd immediately called police. We then took custody of the subject, and he is now in our custody being held.
This is ABC News. A Georgia sheriff.